This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The Apostle Thomas showed us something very profound when he said in John 11:16, "Let us also go that we may die with him." By that statement, Thomas revealed that it was a daily decision the disciples made. Each day, they decided whether they would follow him or not. They had no contract. They were not bound to him by any legal means. They could walk away at any time. Yet, they chose each day to follow him. So it is with us. Each day, we must make that decision also. Whether it is a conscious or an unconscious decision, it is one we must make if we say we are committed to following Jesus the best we can. And it is a decision we make every day. In their case, following him carried with it the ever-present threat of death. That is not true of most of us. In our case, what is involved for us is simply living our lives, as Paul puts it in Ephesians 4:1, worthy of the calling we have received. He explains what he is talking about in verse 2, which says, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love." When Thomas spoke his words, he was remembering that he had just seen the Jews try to kill Jesus. Thomas knew that if that happened, it was a great possibility that the disciples would be killed also. That is why he connected going with Jesus to dying himself. So his statement becomes more profound when seen in that light. Keep that in mind as you see them being with Jesus wherever he is. There are many times when the Jews tried to lay hands on Jesus. Do you remember seeing this statement? "But no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come." Each time that was said because the Jews had tried to lay hands on Jesus to kill him. It puts the disciples in a better light to think of that. No matter what, they remained faithful to him. Not until the right time that was appointed by God himself did they defect in any way. That was when Judas betrayed him, when the disciples all fled for a time. But we know that John and Peter came back and were there at the time of his trial. That was the time when Peter denied him. Where Peter went immediately after that, we are not told. But we know that John remained with him at the cross. We know that because it is there that Jesus commended the care of his mother Mary into the care of John, and John accepted the commission and took her into his own home. The rest of the disciples also returned even after Jesus was killed, when their worst fears had been realized. Still, they returned to be together and to help one another through a difficult, uncertain time. So is it all right to have doubts, to fear from time to time? We are told not to fear, not to doubt, but the Lord knows our human frailties. The doubting and fearing are not really the issue. It is what we do in the midst of them. Do we at some point come back and put them all in the hands of the Lord? Do we decide to continue to follow Jesus one day at a time? That is the example the disciples set before us. They may have run away, denied Jesus, doubted that he had truly risen from the grave, yet they were all able to lay those things aside and wait on the Lord to show them the next step. It is not hard to imagine that during that time of gathering together, there was a lot of soul-searching going on. Jesus had told them to count the cost. It just might be that is what they were doing as they gathered together for mutual support. And Jesus gave them what they needed to continue on their journey of following him. Even though they did not know exactly what it was they needed, the Lord did. And it is that they received. What an encouragement it is for us to know that what he did for them, he does for us. And he gives according to our need. Sometimes we need much, sometimes not so much. But we know that what we receive will be enough, often more than enough. Again, the Lord gives according to his knowledge of us. He gives to us individually, uniquely, to meet our need, not someone else's. It truly is a matter of having a personal relationship with him. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and because of that, he can reveal things to us about ourselves that we did not know. All of that is contingent on our continuing to follow him day by day. We follow him the best we can and that can change from day to day. The important thing is to decide each day to follow him. Remember, the decision is one that resides in our hearts, and it is the heart that the Lord knows. So because you have made that decision, or are in the process of doing so, that you will just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.